It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. Wonderful opportunity to study the Word of God. We're continuing the survey of the book of Romans, and we didn't just do a survey. If you've never caught the program before, we have studied every verse, took us about 2 years, and right now we're just hitting some of the highlights before we go on to the next study. And so please that you would open your Bibles now to Romans chapter 7, verse 15. Romans 7:15. And while you're opening your Bibles and looking that scripture up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. You're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to phone us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either will be just fine. And so I just look forward to your hearing from you, and I just hope that you are listening and enjoying the study and listening to what the Lord has to say through His Word. Now let's begin to read, as we're going to read the rest of this chapter, Romans chapter 7, beginning with verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And we'll stop the reading there. We may get into the 8th chapter today. We're not sure. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we can enjoy this time, this precious, sweet time, to come together and just walk each day with you. It's such a joy, Lord. Just guide and lead us now and direct us. And just as we present the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, as we present that, please that people will listen and will respond to you, that they'll come by faith to you and they'll trust in you and walk with you and then follow the Word of God, Father, not some other translation as so many have left, the good old King James. They have went to others. Please, dear Lord, I just ask that you would take your Spirit and convict the hearts and bring them to the truth, that they may enjoy it and grow and come to know you as their Lord and Savior and grow in that as well, that they may serve you and have the peace and the patience and all that comes with that. So please, dear Lord, just touch every heart today as we study your precious Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have gotten to that 15th verse, and we have read through these verses last time we were together, as we did prior to this back, it was about the week before Christmas in December in 2014 is when we studied this the first time. And so you can see why that I wanted to repeat this, because that's about a year and a half ago, and it's worthy of of covering these wonderful things again, because here is what a lot of people, they have so much trouble with the flesh. And here we find Paul, the apostle, one that you would think had no trouble with temptation or with sin or not doing what he's supposed to do, with having all kinds of trouble. And so we're going to kind of break this down, and I want you to enjoy it and just kind of follow it through it with me here. And it says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do, I do, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." This is Paul. That word allow there in the beginning of verse 15 is to know by experience, to understand the very thing Paul wants to do. He wants to do good. This he does not. Now that's the sad thing is, but he does what he hates. You know, Paul is saved. We have no question that he is saved because he has such a desire to do good, and that desire does not come from him. It's not come from down inside him. It comes from the Holy Spirit that's inside him. The Spirit of God that has come in and gave him a new heart, that is what's driving him to try to do what's right. And so, but Paul, he hates his sin, and yet it just continues to come. Why do we fail? It's because we try to do it on our own. If you try to straighten your life up right now, maybe there's some things of your life that you don't like, and you're just going to set out yourself to take care of it. And you are successful for a little while, and then you fail. It's because you are doing it upon your own power. And then when you're doing it upon your own power, you will fail. And so we need to see that we are depending upon the Spirit of God to guide us and to lead us down the path and the road that He wants us to have. And so please, that you depend upon the Lord. You look to Him for your strength and your power in victory. We know that Paul looked there for victory, and yet he still failed, and it's because of the flesh, and we're going to look at that. You know, it's his own power. We continue to do things on our own. We need to let the Holy Spirit have victory. Look at the scripture here as it tells us in the 15th and 16th verse. Again, I'll read verse 15. "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good." So when we look here, "I consent into the law that it is good," Paul points out that the law does not desire what he does. In doing evil against his will agrees with the law that it is good. In other words, what's taking place here, Paul knows the law is perfect, and he desires to keep the law, but he can't. He keeps failing over and over again. He keeps failing in keeping the law. And so with knowing that, it's just proof that we need a Savior. And so please don't try to depend upon something even that's religious or something that's spiritual, and you say, "Okay, I'm baptized. Okay, I've joined this church or a church anywhere, and I've joined the church, and so I believe that I'm fine." No, you're not. You're not fine because you are not accomplishing what God demands of us, and that's perfection. And you can't. I can't. No one can. We must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. We must trust Him and in Him as our personal Savior. He died on the cross. He was nailed to that cross on Golgotha or Calvary, the skull, whatever name you would like to give it. But they took him outside of Jerusalem and they crucified him. And they crucified him because he said he was God, and he is God. They crucified him because they wanted a king. They weren't worried about their sin. They were worried about Rome, and they wanted a king to come and take that rule away. And when Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost, he did not come at that time as King of Kings. He will come in that role, but right now he is the Savior of the world. And we need to come by faith to Jesus and trust in him as our personal Savior. And so find out that in not being able to do good, we realize that the law, that it is good. We agree that the law is perfect. The problem is me. And the problem is no matter how hard I work, I can't keep it. So I need a Savior. And that's the whole purpose of the law, is to direct us to Jesus. Not for us to try to keep it. Not for us to trum up something else, but come by faith to Jesus Christ and be born again. Please, trust in Jesus. Now then, verse 17, it says, "Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." These words are coming from a born-again believer. But he recognizes, and we need to recognize, that the enemy is the flesh. And we still have the flesh. We have the victory because we're born again. We have the Lord Jesus. Our sins are covered by the precious blood of Jesus. But we still possess those sins. We still possess the flesh. The sin is gone. Now, what do you mean? Paul just talks about how he is evil and he does evil and he sins and he does all these things in the flesh. How can I say that the sin is gone? In God's eyes, it is. God has taken our sin away. We still live in the flesh. The desire of our heart should be that we serve him and we walk with him, pleasing him each and every day. When we desire, we'll fail. But you see, Jesus saved us. Jesus has sealed us by the Holy Spirit. We're complete in him right now. And we can enjoy a wonderful walk of joy and patience and peace through this life, awaiting a perfect life to come, awaiting a time when our old dead bodies will be raised from the dead and we will be set free from the burden of the flesh because we will have a glorified body as our Lord has. And so please, look each day. And so Paul recognizes that. Now let's look at verse 18 and 18 through 20. "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Same thing we were looking at down in verse 7. "Now then, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me." Now, how can that sin still dwell in you when you're born again, made new? Because we have the flesh. We have a spirit within us. We are born again. We've got a new heart. So for the first time, we have the power and the ability to get victory over these things and to have a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. But understand, there will be a struggle, there will be a battle, and we will fail from time to time. Paul declares it was the indwelling sin, the evil nature indwelling a believer. That's what brought about all of his failures to live the life that he wants to live. And so, you see, that's what we need to learn and we see here and enjoy here by studying this scripture. It should help us each and every day to walk with him and talk with him and enjoy this wonderful fellowship. But when we do face a time of failure, understand that God is there to forgive us and restore us back into that wonderful fellowship that he has for us. He tells us here in verse 18, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me." To will, the being, the constantly desiring, the to be present with, it says here, "For to will is present with me." All came from the new natures, we just said, born again. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. And let's go back to there. Let's just take a look at that verse of Scripture. 2 Peter. Hoping you know your Bible, you can find your way through it. 2 Peter chapter 1. And I get some complaints sometimes that I don't give enough time for folks to open their Bibles to that text. Do some Bible drills. Get yourself familiar with this wonderful, wonderful book that you can find things quickly. And so, because I don't have it pre-marked, I just turn to it myself. And so, that hopefully is enough time for you as well. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." And so we have now a divine nature that is within us. And so please enjoy it, surrender to it. The old flesh is going to battle, but that new nature is there. And so please, as Paul continues to try to explain the battle and the struggle he has, we will as well learn how to have success ourselves. Let's go to the verse 21 now. It says, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." We have just looked at the desire to will, okay, but to do, now that's a different story. Now, down here in 21, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." We're going to come here and we're going to look at the law. And so, as we find, we have the law of sin. Let's look at the different ones that have been mentioned here. We have six laws mentioned in Romans. In chapter 3, verse 19, we looked at the law of Moses. In chapter 3, verse 21, the law simply as a principle. We talked about that. In chapter 3, verse 27, we have number 3, the law of faith. And number 4, in chapter 7, verse 21, 23, and 25, and that's the area we're studying right now, we find the law of sin. We find in the 16th verse and the 23rd verse of chapter 7, we also have the law of the mind. And then in chapter 8, verse 2, and I will read that for you, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." And so the law of the Spirit is in chapter 8, verse 2. So when we find and reread here in verse 21, Paul says, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." That is the law of sin. Verse 22, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." Now, we're going to take a look, because we're finding out, and it kind of unfolds what Paul means back in verse 21. You know, "I find the law that when I do good," why does he do good? It's because he desires and delights in the law of God. "But it also then, I find evil present with me," that's the law of sin. We look at this word delight in verse 22, means to rejoice. And in a stronger than than just the word rejoice. To delight is greater than that. And so, and we have the verse of Scripture very clear there for us in verse 23. I'm going to read both of these because they kind of come together. Verse 22, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin which is in my members." So we look here and we find that I delight in the law of God. I desire to learn. I desire to do what's right. I consent in. And we find that as we look at the scripture verse back in verse 16, "For then I do that which I would not. I consent unto the law that it is good." So we know the law is good. We try to keep the law, not for our salvation. We're already born again. We do that by coming by faith to Jesus, not by keeping the law. And so it is wonderful to walk with the Lord Jesus each and every day. And this delight is not outward, but it is in the inward man, the new nature that comes into the heart when we are born again. In his wish, you know, in his consent, in his hate of what the law condemns. Now, we find here that he desires with all of his heart, as we look here back in verse 22 and 23, you know, Paul desires to keep the law even though he continues to fail. And only a saved man has such a struggle. Let me read once again 22 and 23 of the 7th chapter of Romans. "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, the law of God, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." Once again, we come back to the flesh, to the flesh. You know, he desires, he delights in the law of God. So if we delight in something, how can we fail so badly? Well, it's because of that war, that enemy that we have present that continues to destroy us. The law here means an inward principle or action operating with the regularity of the law. All right? So we have Paul is speaking of the law of sin or the tendency to do evil in his own members. That's what Paul's talking about here in these verses of Scripture between 22 and 23. "Warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members," as we read these verses of Scripture. "This law is also called the flesh, which lusteth against the spirit. The Holy Spirit lives within our hearts, the flesh we still have, and so the battle continues." Paul found two laws within himself, the law of sin and the law of the mind, the holy principles of his new nature. The Holy Spirit, born again, born again. We have been made new, our new nature. That's the law of the mind. Prior to being born again, the mind and the flesh were together. But now there's a separation there. The old flesh desires and the lusts of it desires to do the things that are contrary to the will of God. But the mind, the holy principles of this new nature that God has given us when we are born again, it's wonderful. Paul sees one of these principles warring against the other and bringing him into captivity to itself. And so the battle goes on. Yes, we're free, and yes, we have peace, and yes, we have joy, and then we turn around and we're back in captivity again. Not because we have lost our salvation. I want to confirm that over and over again, that once you come by faith to Jesus, you are forever saved, never to be lost again. We can break our fellowship with the Lord when we're doing and have trouble like with Paul that Paul's speaking of, and we do have that same trouble, and we'll break fellowship. But that fellowship, as it is broken, does not in any way take away our salvation. God saved us, and He sealed us. What a promise and what a hope that we possess. Paul is simply describing the two conflicts, the two conflicting principles in every born-again believer. In every person that's born again, this conflict exists. Now, whether you acknowledge it or not, it is there. And Paul is bringing that out in the open. He's not hiding it. He's saying, here's my problem. And the reason he is because he knows everyone is going to have that same problem. And then in verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Is there any hope that I can have victory? He's not talking about salvation. Paul is saved, born again. He's talking about victory. O wretched man that I am. How can this be called a normal Christian experience? Well, the law can deliver no man. Cannot bring you and make you a saint. Cannot save you from the flesh. Can't do it. And that is true whether you're born again or you're lost. The law can deliver no man from the flesh. The law can't do it. We are delivered from the law by being dead in Christ to that in which we were held before. And as we look now at verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who should deliver me from the body of death? Now let's go back to that sixth verse, because that's exactly what he studied before here, back in the sixth verse. But now, we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. We have a strength and a power. Does the battle go on? Yes. But the battle is won. We are the victors. That battle has been won. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death is the question. The apostle speaks of the body here with reference to the law of sin, which he has already told us it is in his members. And he calls it the body of this death. As feeling as he wrote the horrors of that death into which he that it drags him down. It brings him down. And anytime we're away from the fellowship of the Lord and we're drugged down, it's the flesh. It's something that's warring inside us. And that war does not go on unless you're born again. Because if you're born again, Then you have that new mind. You have that born-again heart. And the old flesh doesn't like it, so the battle's on. Prior to you coming by faith, the battle's not, doesn't exist. And you say, well, then why do I want to get saved? Because why do I want to invite a battle? Because, my dear friend, the battle's been won. Jesus died on the cross to take your sins away. Because when you leave this life and you don't have come by faith to Jesus, you are going to die in your sins, die in your trespasses and sins. You're going straight to hell. You're going straight to hell. You can try by works. You can try by any other means. But what's going to happen is you're going to go straight to hell if you do not come by faith to Jesus Christ. I beg you to not listen to other religions that are giving you another way. That they're talking to you that baptism is part of salvation. It is not. Baptism is something that is proving that you're born again. It's obedience, but it's got nothing to do with salvation. These verses of Scripture have nothing to do with salvation. It is all about the battle that goes on within the life of a believer each and every day. But the victory is there. It is worth the battle. The victory has been won. So please, and how is the victory won? Verse 25 tells us, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is the only way. I beg you today to come by faith to Jesus, believe in Him, trust in Him. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Yes, that continues. Jesus is the only way. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?